Welcome to another episode of the Hospitable Hosts podcast. I'm Miles from the marketing team here at Hospitable. I'm joined today by Ryan Saylor, the head of partnerships at Beyond. Beyond is a revenue management solution for short-term rental managers and owners to get, grow, and keep revenue. And they integrate with Hospitable, which I'm sure all of our listeners love to hear. Ryan, thanks for joining us. Maybe we can start with a little introduction of yourself, your role, and Beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks, Miles and the team for having me. Very excited to be here. Very excited. We launched our integration a couple months ago and have seen great adoption so far. So happy to be here to talk all things revenue management. That said, I do lead partnerships here at Beyond. So pretty vague title there. But what that means is working with all of our external partners, which mostly are direct integrations, whether that be on the OTAs or property management systems like Hospitable. I started at Beyond about 4 years ago now, actually on our revenue management product team. So I was deep in the pricing algorithm, looking at markets and events and different sets of data, and then transitioned over to the partnerships team. So very excited to be here. Right now at Beyond, we've recently launched a new platform called Insights, with quite a few new pieces of data, including portfolio and market data. But we also obviously do dynamic pricing, direct booking websites, and more. So really in the all-encompassing revenue management space.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Ryan. So maybe you can tell us a bit more about the role that Beyond, you know, currently plays in the short-term rental market and maybe how that's evolved over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting story for sure. So Beyond got started about 10 years ago now, and actually our founders started in the property management space and quickly realized that there was really no good advanced pricing tool out there. You know, speaking to hotels and airlines, pricing tools and revenue management tools were really advanced. There's a tons of data, but they found that most property managers and hosts were, you know, relying on Airbnb pricing or flat pricing and not really using anything sophisticated. So they set out to really build the first dynamic pricing algorithm for the short-term rental industry, taking some notes from other travel industries, but also using some of the unique data that we have available to us, even all the way today. That's evolved over the years. We're now a global organization. We've got offices in the US and in Barcelona, but team members all over. And we started with that pricing piece, and that really was our bread and butter for quite a few years. But over the years, you know, sort of alongside the evolution of revenue management in this industry, we built more products to support that. We spoke a lot to property managers, hosts, and users across the world and sort of what they were looking for. So we really focused on creating a direct booking solution that people can use to really rely on more expensive online channels less. And then also built out insights properly so that, you know, alongside pricing and bookings and all this data that's coming in for your own properties, you can take that and compare it to the market, compare it to previous years, and really use that to sort of drive your overall holistic revenue management strategy. And that's still what we're doing today. So continuing to build new and exciting products, evolving more into a revenue management platform, because at the end of the day, there's a lot more to revenue management than just dynamic pricing. And I think what's really exciting about this industry is that we're moving a lot quicker than hotels and airlines ever did. So very exciting that there's been a lot of interest in the industry and that we're able to support that with the products that we're building.
And, you know, we kind of talk a bit about the data-driven approach to revenue management, just the title of the podcast as well. Can you tell us a bit more about what exactly the data-driven approach is and what kind of data you at Beyond are actually, you know, tracking and analyzing to, you know, figure out those prices for your customers?
Yeah, there's a lot, which I think everybody here would probably agree with. I think over the past couple of years, we've sort of been in this analysis paralysis of data in the industry. There's so much available, so many tools out there, so many different sources to look at. That's great, all important to measure and keep an eye on. But the more important aspect is how you interpret that data, turn it into actionable insights, and then actually translate that into your revenue management or pricing strategy. So at Beyond, we look at a couple different things that I can break down. But to start, really, our philosophy is that we want to be able to look at any and all data that any guest would be seeing if they're coming to book into your market. So, you know, we can, you know, take a look at certain markets and understand where people might be making their bookings, when they might be making those bookings, and some of the nuances to that process. But overall, we want to make sure, you know, we're taking into account everything that a guest can actually see when they decide to travel to any market and book a vacation rental. So we can assume that not everybody books on Airbnb, not everybody goes to a direct booking website or, you know, starts on Google, but we want a good picture of what that looks like. So we'll break it out into to really three main categories. The first one, in terms of powering our own tools, is going to be any scrape supply data from those big listing sites like Airbnb, VRBO, Booking.com, to get an understanding of what supply is left out there in the market by day, as that's going to be able to tell us, you know, how much we can charge or you know, how low we need to charge to even stay competitive with the rest of the market. Then we'll also look at your own connected data and say, hey, we know what somebody booked for one of your properties. We know the value that they assigned with actually making a payment for a reservation. Therefore, we can help you price that listing into the future. Listings shouldn't be priced the same every single year. Obviously, there's major changes, but sort of that connected listing data is really rich data that we can use to help you price by day. And then something that we just launched recently is really exciting. Everything I've spoken about thus far data-wise relies on somebody actually making a booking in the market. But one thing we launched is search demand data. So we can actually capture when people make a search for a stay in your market. So before anybody books, we can pick up on that level of demand. If there's a concert that's announced and people start flooding in and plugging in dates and guests and where they're actually traveling, we can pick up on that and read it as additional demand and adjust your prices accordingly. So it's really important to get both perspectives there. And something unique that we can offer to the industry that even most other industries don't have on a wide basis here. But really those three main points. So scrape data, source data coming from actual listings and what guests have paid, and then also even before anybody books, taking a look at who's searching for the market and how we can price accordingly.
Amazing. And I guess, the main point there is, you know, everyone's collecting all this data, but it's making sure that you're actually also using it as well, because that data is kind of worthless unless you're really putting it to use.
Exactly.
Cool. So, you know, we kind of talked there about, you know, year over year, prices are going to change. What do you see in terms of kind of development of the short-term rental market, you know, in the coming years, you know, what you as a person are predicting and what's beyond looking ahead to?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, been the question for the past 5 years, you know, is what we're going to see next. I think what's interesting heading into this year that I think a lot of hosts and property managers and homeowners across the world really are feeling is sort of that shift in demand coming out of some pretty hot years for the industry. So I think what's important now is, again, it always falls back on this concept of revenue management. But ultimately looking at how you can maximize revenue through a number of different levers. I think we've had it easy the past couple of years, or hosts and owners, I say, should have it easy because it's been easy to say, oh, I'm just going to continue to increase my rates. I'm getting all these bookings. There's a ton of demand. Whether it was 2020 in lockdown and people were getting pent up, or even last year in some urban markets that we were still seeing some of the best years, you know, that we've seen recently. It's been easy to say, I'm going to drive more revenue by increasing my prices. But now heading into this year, it's much more of a blend of, you have to have the right price. It might be even below what you were selling for last year, but how do you drive more revenue either through occupancy, ancillary revenue, more listings, whatever it might be, cutting costs? Like these are things that are coming into play that all fall under the umbrella of revenue management that are much more of a topic of importance when demand is shifting like it is. That's only speaking to demand too. Supply increases across the board are crazy. I think last year in the United States alone, we saw around a 20% increase in vacation rental supply, which even if you're assuming same levels of demand, you're going to be fighting harder for that guest to book your property. So that speaks to having your pulse on that data for your market, what else is available out there and who you're actually competing against. But I would say like, looking at those different levers to really, you know, increase your revenue at the end of the day is going to be the most important thing moving forward. It's not just an advanced pricing strategy. It's not just increasing your rates at all. You're going to have to get more creative and really look to what other travel industries have done with revenue management to continue to drive revenue and really take your business to the next level.
So yeah, it sounds like property managers and owners are going to kind of have maybe a tough couple of years. It's going to feel a little harder than it has been for the past few. Apologies if it was already feeling a little hard. Do you have any kind of additional tips you'd like to kind of, you know, provide to short-term rental managers and owners, you know, looking to kind of continue to grow their business, even if things get a little more difficult on the demand and supply side?
Yeah, I'd say one thing to dig into, and I'm sure most people are aware, but take a look at any distribution costs and sort of maybe your net average daily rate for a property or a listing or even one reservation, and figure out where some of those costs come into play on the revenue management side of things. Speaking to sort of the taking direct bookings versus selling on a channel like Airbnb, for example, you're paying much more to the Airbnb side every time you take a booking there. And more we're even seeing some of those fees transfer from the guest to the host. So being cognizant of that is really important when it comes to actually drilling down into your revenue. So that's one thing that even if you feel like you don't have a way to change it in the short term, be aware of it and know how much it can cost you and how that can and should impact your pricing. And then in addition to that, again, speaking to this broader revenue management umbrella, when we speak about revenue management, we want to be able to control everything that could possibly get a guest to book. So we know a big part of that is going to be price. I know, you know, when I'm looking to book a vacation rental, if the price isn't right, I'm probably not going to book. But before I even get to that point, I need to find your property. The pictures need to, you know, catch me in and get me to the listing. Descriptions need to be correct. Reviews need to be right. So really, I think if you're looking for a way and you're not spotting any obvious issues, try to book one of your properties as if you were a guest going into your market. Try to take a couple different avenues, maybe start on one of those OTAs or start on Google or start even more general with, you know, kind of the broader hospitality or travel industry in your market and figure out how a guest would find you and how you could influence their pathway. It's much more vague in terms of revenue management, but I found when you can sort of shop yourself like that, you can spot and say, ooh, I didn't catch that, you know, this photo is showing maybe a wintry landscape around the house and we're in the middle of June right now. That might impact somebody's likelihood to book, even just a little bit. So don't be afraid to search for those issues and then also test them. The worst thing you can do when it comes to revenue management is just set and forget something or just assume everything is fine and dandy. Always be iterating. There's always new tools and data and there's always new online channels and levers to pull. So always be on the lookout for those, and especially as it relates to how you sell your properties today.
Amazing. Yeah. I think that's the case for, you know, using Hospitable as well. We're obviously allowing you to automate a lot of the processes there, but I don't think if you really want to, you know, succeed and grow, anything should be kind of set it and forget it. You should always be thinking about what can you do more, you know, how can you improve, checking out the competition, looking around at, you know, what other hosts in the local area are doing and looking at ways that you can kind of differentiate and stand out a bit. And obviously, yeah, reviewing things like your pricing and your listing and how that looks for, you know, guests or potential guests that are viewing it, for sure.
Yeah, and that's a good point too on you know, using something like Hospitable or Beyond. You've sort of found these tools to solve issues or save time. Now that you're saving more time with some of these automations, spend more time on things that you can't automate yet. That's really where you're going to win out against your competition. Unless you're in the interest of fully automating your business and not growing it at all, which I don't think is most people, really take that time to learn something new about revenue management, property management, try something, take that time and spend it elsewhere to really drive your business forward once you've figured out how to automate some of the easy stuff along the way.
And you talked about Hospitable and Beyond there. So just to kind of put you on the spot, you know, what's the benefit of kind of integrating the two? If you've already got a Hospitable account or you've already got a Beyond account, what's the benefit of, you know, joining up the other one to the other?
Yeah, I think the first benefit, and really what we hear a lot about from hosts before we even get to the benefits of dynamic pricing, is just making it easy to update your pricing strategy in a couple different cool ways. So with the integration between Beyond and Hospitable, we can unlock, you know, sort of the day-to-day unique dynamic pricing that's out there. Beyond will go ahead and update your prices automatically based on the demand and supply data that we're pulling in every single day for your market, listing, everything going on around it. And then we'll send that to Hospitable for you. So you don't have to read 365 days for each listing and then upload them and make those changes. So that's really one of the biggest lifts, just so that people, again, can get some of that time back and also stay more agile as their market is changing. You know, over the long term, we're seeing supply change, demand changes a bit more short day to day with events and things like that. So that's one of the biggest ways to just save time right off the bat. Other things that we have are things like gap filling. So if you have a minimum stay requirement, or even if you don't, and you know, a 2, 3, 4 night gap opens up on your calendar, Beyond can update everything in Hospitable for you, whether that's increasing the price to make sure you're still netting out okay after cost for any sort of booking, or updating your minimum stay requirements, again, automatically for you on the Hospitable side of things. So a couple reasons there. We also, bulk actions are available. We've got custom overrides, so you're fully in control. Again, just pushing automatically to Hospitable, either whenever you make those changes or on your behalf daily as well.
Sounds great. Sounds like we should all go and integrate as soon as possible.
Exactly, yeah.
So bit of a left field question to round us off here, Ryan. I'd love to know, you know, what is one unique thing from your experience that you wish somebody would have told you about the vacation rental industry before you started?
Before I started, so for a little bit of context, before I started at Beyond in this industry, my entire career was in hotel revenue management. And I thought we, at the time in hotel revenue management, a couple of years ago now, felt very wild, wild west. It felt like we were doing some cool things. There were, again, speaking to those levers, there were fun things to do. Like, for example, I was managing a branded hotel, one of the big brands, and you're a little limited on what you can do when it comes to pricing and revenue management. But I actually worked with Expedia to be able to run a promotion on Expedia that the big brand was going to hate because it made Expedia have the better rate. And what I could actually do was I could run that promotion and on a map of the world, exclude the headquarters for that big brand hotel, where they were actually shopping our rates and could eventually find the hotel or get the owner in trouble, to where they couldn't shop the promotion if they were in that building. And to me, that was just like such next level revenue management with like cool data, and really, again, just helped us drive more through this promotion that wouldn't have come in otherwise, sort of fighting against the brand and this sort of OTA versus brand war. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was just this wild industry. And then I come over to vacation rentals and it's just like all over the place, especially when it comes to revenue management. So now looking back, I find that that's sort of the fun aspect of this industry. Every single market is different. Every single property is different. We're working with unique one single inventory. We're not working with a big box of 500 of the same, you know, pieces of inventory to sell and work with. So that aspect, you know, kind of caught me off guard as it relates to everything in this industry, and especially as it relates to revenue management. That I wish I, you know, had seen a little bit beforehand and in sort of preparation and transferred some of those learnings. But it's definitely one of the most exciting pieces now to look at. I think the data in this industry is so rich because we can see if one property is booked or not. That gives us a really accurate picture of what's booked in the market. When if you look at hotels or airlines, if you go to a hotel right now and try to book a room, if there's one room on there to sell, that might be the last room they have to sell, but it might be one of 100 they have left to sell. You don't really have a good clear picture of what's going on, but in this industry you do. And that alone spells out so many different things you can do as a host on the property management side of things when it comes to revenue managing your properties. So that translation I wasn't prepared for. I thought the whole industry was Airbnb and VRBO and these things I had heard about, but diving into it, it's much more wild even now. I mean, I think it's gotten even crazy over the past couple of years, but that still remains an exciting piece of working in the industry.
Yeah, I think that's actually a similar learning that I had coming into the industry. It's vast and there's plenty to be learned as you kind of get yourself in deeper and deeper, for sure. Ryan, any final words or advice you'd like to share with our audience before we wrap up? Maybe also point out where we can find out more about Beyond as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So to tackle that first, beyondpricing.com, updating every single day with new blogs and data. I know everybody's seeing changes in the market, especially heading in the next couple months. So our blog is our revenue management team basically posting what they're seeing in each market and then also tips on what to do. I think if you're communicating to stakeholders or homeowners, definitely be on the lookout on our website. And then a couple of last minute tips that, you know, we've really come across the past year or so. We've talked about it before, but again, this notion of setting and forgetting it. I understand that turning on, you know, Beyond and connecting to Hospitable, you know, is an exciting thing and we're pushing all your pricing and you can see all these cool new charts and Beyond, but make sure you set time on a regular basis to review what's going on in both Beyond and Hospitable. set time out of your day or your week or your month to review what happened since your last review. So when I'm working with customers at Beyond, I'll sit down every Tuesday, for example. We'll take a look at what came in since the last time we talked a week ago on the previous Tuesday, the changes that we made and what impact that had. We'll take those learnings and apply them to that following week. If you're doing that irregularly, you're going to miss out on trends. You're going to miss out on opportunities and sort of learnings that you can take away. Again, like your portfolio is evolving, the market is evolving. There are reasons for you to be doing this. So do not step away. Don't just turn it on. Do not set it and forget it. I see so many people that just turn on that connection and don't come back for another 6 months, and you're truly losing out on additional revenue. So there is, you know, ROI that you can attribute it to it. So we've got some learnings on that, again, in our support docs and our blog. I'm just creating that regular process. Even if you're managing one property, like, be in tune, even more so. Look at every booking that comes in and figure out, you know, when they booked, why they booked, and use that to your advantage. So that's definitely the biggest piece of advice there. And the second thing is, again, just going back to this idea of, we hear a lot about revenue management. We ourselves are called Beyond. We used to be called Beyond Pricing. I think as an industry, we're still going beyond just pricing, but there's so much more when it comes to revenue management than just the price that you see on the nightly rate. So first and foremost, understand that. You might see in Beyond that tonight is $200 a night for your property. Make sure you understand what that means for your guest after any fees and taxes. Like, that perception is very real. So always be in tune with that final price that a guest sees versus what you're seeing on a calendar in either Beyond or Hospitable. And then also always explore what else you can do outside of just pricing. I challenge you right now, if you have a struggling property, go in and do something other than just change the price to try and influence how many bookings you're actually getting for that property. We've got a ton of information on it, but things to look out for: marketing, you know, where are people finding your listings? How is that helping? Distribution, where are you pushing availability? What does that mean for your business? Is that right for your market? How do you find out where people in your market are actually booking? You can see that with Beyond. Reviews, photos, content. We've heard it time and time again. I'm not here to tell you need good photos for your property. We know that, but try to change them up. Change up the featured photo seasonally, whatever it might be. If something's not working, just constantly change outside of just the price and figure out what works best. That's my biggest piece of advice, because I think a lot of people will sort of discover new ways that they can incorporate revenue management tactics into their business that ultimately will help them make more money. Especially as an industry, we evolve past just thinking about revenue management being your nightly rate or your nightly price. So definitely those two things, but I always love chatting revenue management. I think I'll probably do it for the rest of my life. So happy to answer any questions that anybody has if you want to reach out. My email is just ryan@beyondpricing.com. We've got a great support team as well. So happy to chat further.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ryan. And thank you everyone for listening to this episode of the Hospitable Host podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Hospitable's time-saving software for short-term rental managers and owners, you can head to hospitable.com. And just a reminder there that the Beyond website is beyondpricing.com if you'd like to learn more about their tools. Thank you very much, everyone.